You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Another billionaire made it to space this morning. Jeff Bezos of Amazon fame successfully rode in his Blue Origin rocket along with three other passengers at about 7:15 this morning. Jeremy and I were trying to do a radio show while watching it.
That's hard to do. Yeah, it was hard to do.
We actually even carried on in a segment where we had phone callers, yep. And we were doing all that while we kept glancing at the screen.
We can multitask. It was really cool to watch. And then his little rocket came back down and landed itself, which is always fun to see. And then, the little capsule parachuted.
Their little suborbital flight lasted about 10 minutes, reached out to about 65 miles. That is about a dozen miles higher than the other billionaire got last week.
Oh, bragging rights. I haven't seen any video from inside the capsule yet. I want to see that. Or any, selfies, space selfies in there, I would imagine, because you can see the curvature of the Earth. If anyone is trying to post selfies today, you think you're in a cool location, just don't. Today's not the day to post any selfies, because this will be the best one of the day. You can't beat it. You cannot beat it.
And I, as a space nut my entire life, pictures of rockets on my bedroom walls and everything, I am thrilled to see, besides now NASA and the European Space Agency and all that, now you've got three private companies who have shown they've got the right stuff. You've got SpaceX. We had Virgin Galactic last week with Richard Branson, and now you've got Bezos and his Blue Origin. So private industry is getting into space where they should have been, in my opinion, 50, 60 years ago.
I don't know if you'd want a picture of Jeff Bezos' rocket on your wall, though. Your mom might make you take it down because it looks like a peepee ding ding.
Yeah.
And I think he did that on purpose.
He might have.
I would.
He might have.
I'm a billionaire. I'm going to build my spaceship. I'm going to make it look like that.
You know what? I have a lot of respect for that guy. For A, he stepped down as the CEO of Amazon so he could concentrate on his rocket company.
On his penis rocket.
His penis rocket. He's like a little kid. He's like, I'm running the world's biggest company, but you know what? Screw that. I'm going to build rockets.
There's a lot of memes going around this morning of these similarities between Dr. Evil from the Austin Power movies and Bezos, because they're both bald and they both had rockets that were like the male anatomy. So there's that.
It's funny. But congratulations. Yes, his name out there, but I just want to say, congratulations to all the people who work behind the scenes in the rocket fields. We have a whole bunch of them in the Denver area, too, that work hard in the space industry. And this is a celebration, I think, for everyone who works hard in the aerospace industry. I think it's super
good for
cool.
The country, too. It's one of those moments when you're watching it, you do get goosebumps and you're proud to be an American again,
You darn
one
right,
of
buddy.
Those things. So, cheers.
Shifting gears. Football fans may be happy to learn that Peyton Manning and his brother Eli will provide some commentary this year for some of the Monday night football games. Now, they're not going to be on the regular Monday night football telecast on ESPN, but they're going to provide their own lighthearted opinions of what's going on in the game over on ESPN2. And they're going to bring in some guests, some athletes and celebs and stuff to hang out. Oh boy, celebrities. That's what we need. More celebrities. I think I would rather watch the game with those guys calling it than the regular football announcers.
I had mentioned earlier today that this might actually get me to watch football because I think Peyton Manning is charming, and I can't imagine when he gets together with his brother, the witty banter and the jokes, and I guess it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I think that'll be pretty cool. And then the only other sports thing I can throw out is that the Tokyo Summer Olympics, with their price tag of $26 billion, and that is a conservative estimate, will get underway this weekend. However, some of the games are actually going to start tomorrow, I believe. I think they start with softball.
Oh, good one.
And there are some new sports that are making their debut this year. Sport climbing. I'm assuming that's rock climbing. Yeah. Karate, Jerry. Oh, karate is going to be an Olympic sport.
Awesome.
Skateboarding. And I think this is my favorite. Surfing.
That's pretty cool, too.
The new Olympic sport, surfing.
You said there's something 5,000 medals up for grabs. Did you see that?
Yeah.
So many.
And, you know, the nation with the most Summer Olympic medals in history, well, that would be the USA. All right, what else is trending?
Big news today, it's National Lollipop Day. Take you to the candy shop. I will say, one of the greatest things ever growing up was rolling up to First Bank of Colorado with my mom, going through the drive-thru, and lowering that back window. Just enough so my eyes were peering over that window to make sure that the teller saw that there was a kid in the car and getting that lollipop through the drive-thru. It was a very sad day if mom got her receipt back and there was no lollipop in that little canister.
Did you grow up calling them lollipops?
Lollipops or suckers.
We call them suckers.
Suckers, yeah.
Sucker.
Either one. It's interchangeable, right?
I guess National Sucker Day just doesn't have the same.
Just doesn't really flow. Or Dum Dum. The Dum Dums. It's National Dum Dum Day.
Was never a fan of the Dum Dums, though.
What? Who says that?
Me.
The root beer Dum Dum is like... That's at the top, man.
No, I like regular, the oval suckers.
What's an oval sucker? Just the stick with the round candy on top?
Yeah, like a happy face thing, whatever, like, but it's like multicolored suckers.
Like a generic. That's a generic sucker. Sucker.
Although, let's face it, the chocolate Tootsie Pop was the best.
Well...
Did you ever have one of those Tootsie Pops, though? It would get a really sharp edge on it after you'd been working
bleeding.
On it for a while.
Yeah.
And you could slice your tongue.
Slice your tongue right off.
Did that ever happen to you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those things are dangerous.
You made a face when I said the chocolate Tootsie Pop.
I don't want to. Like, I don't like the regular sucker that you mentioned, and I hate the Tootsie Pop. I am a blow pop. I want the gum in the middle.
Figures.
I don't want the Tootsie Pop.
Figures.
Because it's all gross in there. Once you get to the middle, it's like a turd. It's a turd in the middle of your sucker.
It's the greatest turd of all time, man.
It just looked like poop.
Oh,
I want
the
gum.
It was good poop,
man. I want the gum with the flavor that lasts about 45 seconds.
If that.
If that. And your jaw hurts when you're done with it.
You know, you were the blow pop kid in school.
You're a blow pop.
We waited for you after class and
what?
Gave you a blanket
and
party,
shook
man.
My hand.
Please. We got sent to the office because of what we did to the blow pop kids.
The blow pop still accentuates the flavor of the sucker. Like if you have cherry, it's like cherry all the way through, and then the gum tastes like cherry. With the Tootsie Pop, you're like cherry, 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 cat turd. It was a weird flavor in the middle with the Tootsie Pop.
Just because you were scared of the Tootsie Pop center.
Nobody was scared of the Tootsie Pop center.
I don't know what that is.
It's a cat turd. Ugh.
Weirdo.
What else is going on today? Justin Bieber trolling everybody on Instagram. He posted a black and white photo of himself and his wife, Ailey, with a little caption underneath that said, quote, mom and dad.
Ugh. And then the internet went into a frenzy. Oh, TMZ. They're going to have a baby.
Well, hours later, Haley finally commented, quote, I think you should maybe change this caption to dog mom and dad before it gets twisted. Mm. And then she put a little laughing emoji. So they're just teasing everybody.
Well, they
trying
pulled
to get
one
some
over
likes.
On us, didn't
they? Got
they?
Us good.
Boy, I've never felt more dumb.
Just like putting a Tootsie roll in the middle of a sucker.
Ugh.
You get all excited, and then you get to the middle of it. Tastes like dirt. We did that one. Speaking of foods, there's a list out this morning of foods that boost your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, chocolate, man. People be loving chocolate. One and yes. two. Milk chocolate,
right.
And then dark chocolate. Oh, you've got
some
dark chocolate right
here.
Now. Look
right
at that.
Here.
Get it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I could watch you eat
that.
Oh, my
mood just
day.
Went through the roof.
Nuts and seeds is on the list.
Well, okay.
Oily fish is on the list. Y'all got some of that oily fish?
I'm feeling a little down today. Does anybody have any salmon?
As a matter of fact, I do here. It's just in my purse. Bacon finally pops up on the list at number 18. Bacon went that low on the list?
I'll tell you why if you want to know why.
Jeez.
I've thought about this morning when I saw that list.
Why?
It's because for the longest time, bacon was a treat.
Mm.
But the problem is everybody jumped on the bacon bandwagon and they overdid it. So bacon got overexposed over the last 10 years, and it went from being a treat to being everything. Bacon ice cream, yeah. Bacon waffles, bacon
chapstick
this, bacon that.
I saw, yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's just like most things, you know, with, you know, businesses, they overdo the good thing so that it's just like, oh, it's not special anymore. That's what happened to bacon.
Yeah.
Too much.
I believe you. That's a good point. It really is.
You know, if they put bacon at the center of a Tootsie Pop.
I'd eat that.
See, Jeremy's finally back on board.
Slap a little nugget of bacon in there.
So you're a little nugget of bacon.
Let me give you one more thing since we teased this. The average price parents are shelling out for their baby's first birthday party. I'm just going to round this up. It's $293, but let's just round it up to $300.
How crazy.
For a baby's first birthday party. You know, you're going to have little clothes that you buy for it, some maybe a balloon arch in there, party props, a magician or something. I don't know.
A magician for a one-year-old?
Make me disappear from that
make
party.
Make their interest disappear immediately.
Oof. Anyway.
I think you only throw a party for a one-year-old so you can get cake face.
Smash cake. It's the smash cake. That's the way you do it. All right, clickbait me, doll.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Two different stories you can choose from today. Story number one, a pair of men from Idaho teamed up to break a Guinness World Record by passing a giant inflatable ball between themselves for 3 minutes. You can watch that video.
Or the good one.
Story B, a student pilot flying solo in a little Cessna plane lost engine power while he was in the air, and he pulled off a successful emergency landing. But the thing is there was a camera there in the cockpit, and it captured the entire experience. And I don't think I breathed through the whole video.
You know what's interesting is to watch, because you find yourself watching the prop, you know, the propeller up front, and when it stops, it stops going around, you're like, oh my God.
Retro.
And I know his heart had to be racing at 200 beats per minute, but he stayed pretty cool,
his
calm, and
collected. His hands were shaking a little bit, but
and
it's
he
like,
pulls in a perfect landing in a field.
And what he says watch at the end is spot on. I mean, you can watch that, or you can watch that giant inflatable ball back and forth. I mean, that's pretty intense, too. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.